Ramsey TV.
I finally did it, ladies and gentlemen. I finally did it.
Oh no, Martin Zander, what did you do now?
I finally ran with a cigarette hanging out of my mouth. I've been threatening to do this for a long time, and I finally did it. And I think I'm going to do it every run now, because the looks I got were priceless. Priceless. This is Martin Zander. Welcome to the show. I run 8 miles every morning, 6 days a week on the average. And part of my run takes me along the beach. And I've always been an individualist. Even when I was in high school, I would run in high school and people would always cajole me to join the track team. But I was never a joiner. I'd always run on my own. And I loved it. I just hate to be one of these people whose thing is running. I always marvel today when I see an adult wearing a football shirt, like a Tom Brady jersey or a Lionel Messi jersey. I saw somebody the other day with a Lionel Messi jersey, you know, the famous Argentinian soccer player, the legend in his own time. It's like, do you not have an identity on your own? You have to wear the shirt, the jersey of another guy to somehow feel valuable? And I see these people bicycling too. And they're all geared out with their helmets and their jerseys. I mean, the helmets, yeah, I get it. I wear one too when I cycle on the streets, but they wear these professional jerseys with all the advertisements on them, all the sponsors, as if they're a professional cyclist. And they all have to look the part, and they travel in packs, these people. And I see them, especially on Saturday mornings. I'm running along on the sidewalk, and these group of maybe 20 cyclists go by, and they all got their jerseys with all their little sponsors on it, as if they're being sponsored by these people. And I thought, why do people have to become this group? Why do you have to be identified with professional cyclists? Why don't you just be a cyclist? When I bicycled across the country, I wore like a golf shirt and I wore just regular clothing compared to these people, because I didn't want to be identified with these people whose thing is bicycling or whose thing is running. I'm such a rebel. And so I love just flying in the face of these fitness freaks. This is a fitness town, Fort Lauderdale. So all these people are running on the beach and they're all buff and they're all just like trying to look good. I'm a runner. I am a runner. I don't have to pose as one. I don't have to look all sleek with the latest running gear on. And to emphasize that fact, to punctuate it, I ran the other day with a cigarette hanging out of my mouth, just to spite these people, just to confirm for them that I am not one of you. And it was so satisfying. And of course, I upped my pace. I did up my pace. I do admit that. I just wanted to distinguish myself. There's a spiritual lesson here having to do with our life in Christ. Because let me give you a bit of advice. I'm going to give you a key to, if any of you hate working out, if you hate taking care of your body, maybe you go to the gym and you dread it. I get it. Sometimes I don't want to go out for that run. I go out between 5:30 and 6 in the morning. But I no longer work out. My runs are no longer workouts. They're part of my life. So it's just another mode of existence. Instead of existing on the sofa, I'm existing in motion. I don't stop living in order to work out. And that's the fatal flaw of many people's programs. Well, I got to work out now. Now I have to work out. I better quickly draw the analogy with Christ, and I'll go back to my working analogy here. Is that people think that they have their life and then the Christ life. And when they join Christ, they feel like they have to change their entire life. They have to become this something. They have to dress like a believer. They have to talk like a believer. They have to speak in Christianese. They have to go to church. And this ruins it for a lot of people. A lot of people don't even start. They don't even want to become joined to this body known as Christ because in their minds, they think that they have to stop their mode of living in order to become this Christ person. Like now I'm expected to be this completely different person. I have to join the club. I have to hang out with people who talk about the same things all the time. And it's like, that is so wrong. And Paul in Philippians 1:21 says, to live is Christ. To live is Christ. So he doesn't live, have his regular life, and then suddenly he's in Christ. But this is what happened when we were Christians and we went to church. We had to stop our regular life. And we had to become part of the Christ life now. We went through that portal of the church and we became a different person then. Just like your workout. I want to help you to get out there. Don't think that you have to change your life. You're not changing your life. Think of it as an extension of your life. Now, instead of sitting on the couch, you're just moving. Instead of sitting on the couch, you're just lifting weights. But it's your same life. You're not one of these people. You don't put on your special workout suit. Put on your jersey. It's like, well, Martin, didn't you wear football jerseys? Yeah, when I was 10 years old, I had an Alan Page jersey. I loved the Minnesota Vikings when I was a kid. I don't know why. I loved Alan Page in particular. He actually went to my high school. Alan Page, the famous defensive lineman for the Minnesota Vikings in the glory years. Alan Page went to Central Catholic High School in Canton, Ohio. He was part of the Fearsome Foursome. The Fearsome Foursome was the LA Rams defensive line. The Minnesota defensive line were called the Purple People Eaters. Their jerseys were purple. So Alan Page, Gary Larson, Carl Eller, and who was the last guy? I'll put his name down here. The Purple People Eaters. I wanted to be one. And so I wore Alan Page jersey, ordered it somewhere. I don't know how I got it. Couldn't go online back then. No Amazon.com. I was 10 years old. These are adults wearing Lionel Messi jerseys and Tom Brady jerseys and these other people, whoever they are, wearing these professional cyclist jerseys. Really? You're probably all Christians too. Something tells me, because that's the same mentality, the group mentality, the join mentality. But no, you're living your regular life when you're in Christ. To live is Christ. And it's so insulting to Christ. Christ doesn't want you to do this. It's so insulting to him when you feel that he expects you to put on this metaphorical uniform of what you consider to be morality or what you consider to be the Christ life. Paul says, all of life is the Christ life. When I'm eating breakfast, it's the Christ life. When I'm making a tent, it's the Christ life. When I'm upset at Barnabas, when I'm incensed at my own friend because he wants to take his nephew, John Mark, on the second missionary journey, I don't want to take him because he screwed us on the first missionary journey by jumping ship when things got hot. I don't want the kid here. He became incensed. Oh, after Paul became incensed at Barnabas, then he put back his Christ clothes and he became in Christ. No, that was part of his in Christ life. There was no speed bump. There was no frontier. There was no dividing line where you cross over from your regular life into the Christ life. This is what we always did when we were in organized religion. And it was intimidating. And that's the problem with your workouts. That's the problem with why you don't want to get out there and run or walk or ride your bike or swim, is because you're intimidated. Because you've made it this intimidating thing where, oh, now I have to. Become this workout person. Better put on my workout clothes so I look cool at the gym. better put on my professional cycling jersey so people will think I'm a real cyclist. No, just do it. The Nike company got it right on that one. Just do it. And what was a real breakthrough for me on my running was I realized that it was part of my life, it was no longer a workout. And when I treated it no longer as a workout, I was free. So when I'm on a run, if I'm tired, you can't believe what I do when I'm tired on a run. You just won't believe it. I'm going to tell you here. I'm going to divulge my secret here on MZTV. I stop. Yeah. Sometimes I'll even, are you ready for this? Sit down. But Martin, you're on your run. Yeah, I'm still on my run. But part of my run is sitting down. And you're never going to guess what I do when I feel my blood sugar getting low and I'm hungry. Martin, don't tell me you stop at the 7-Eleven and buy a Snickers bar. Yes, I do. On your run? You're on a run. Yes, I am. And the run is part of my life. And the run is my life. And what do I do in my life when I'm tired? I sit down. Sometimes I lay down. And sometimes I'll lay down on a run under a tree. What do I do in my regular life when I'm hungry? I stop and eat. What do I do when I'm thirsty? You're never going to believe this one. Brace yourselves, ladies and gentlemen. I drink something. And I do the same thing on my run. But I'm not on a run. I'm just moving forward in a running type manner rather than sitting on the sofa. I could be sitting on the sofa. To me, it's the same. Sitting on the sofa is the same as running to me. And that's been the breakthrough. It's just that instead of sitting on the sofa, I'm instead of that mode of living, I'm in a different mode of living. I'm moving forward by running. And when I get done with my run, I'm not done with my run. I'm just transferring my life from a mode of moving to a mode of sitting on the sofa and playing with my computer. Doing this show, same thing. This is part of my life. This is living. It's not separate. It's not a separate thing. I get into this mode. This is why I'm able to talk the way I do. This is why we're so familiar with each other. This is why I can talk with such transparency, because I don't put on this mantle. I don't put on this aura of now I'm a show guy. Now I'm on MZTV. In fact, I'm the star of MZTV. No, it's just me, Martin Zender, the same guy that was taking a nap 2 hours ago. The same guy that was taking a leak outside. Same guy. All these separations we artificially insert into our lives, they're detrimental. They're insulting. For example, Thanksgiving Day. Thanksgiving Day. So you're going to take the third Thursday in November and you're going to be thankful for everything on that day? What were you the rest of the time? Well, now we have to prepare and be thankful. What were you doing the rest of the time? You were not thankful? It's an insult to Thanksgiving, to actual Thanksgiving. The day of Thanksgiving is an insult to actual Thanksgiving. And don't get me started on the National Day of Prayer, the Christian concoction that would make people stop their everyday lives. Stop. See, this is the thing. You have to stop. If you think of a workout as a workout, you have to stop your everyday life to work out. If you're thinking of going to church as your spiritual life, then you have to stop your everyday life to engage in this pseudo-spiritual life where you've artificially constructed thresholds that don't exist, that shouldn't exist, that must not exist. Don't get me started on Valentine's Day. Oh, on Valentine's Day, I love my loved one. What do you do the rest of the time? What do you do the rest of the time? Oh, my husband's so thoughtful. Why? He gave me flowers. When? Yesterday? Yeah. Wasn't yesterday Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Yeah, think about it, lady. Think about it. You know when I give my woman flowers? 3 weeks before Valentine's Day. Or on a random Thursday. It's an insult to your lover. But I know, guys, we're stuck because if you don't do something on Valentine's Day, you're also screwed. So there's a bit of a contradiction. There's a bit of a conundrum there. There's a bit of a problem. I admit, you can't not recognize it. But it's an insult. It's a burden, and I hate it. Valentine's Day is a burden. I hate it. I hate the obligation of it. I love my lover all days, all days. What's with this Women's Appreciation Week? If I was a woman, I'd be so insulted by that. Women's Appreciation Week. What are you doing the other 51 weeks of the year? Not appreciating women? Apparently. No, we're just especially appreciating women now. Oh, so you've created this artificial threshold. You put this hurdle up for yourself that if you don't jump it, you're screwed. You basically put yourself in the position of the possibility of being screwed because you don't recognize National Women's Week or Secretary's Day, Boss's Day. All this crap that is invented by the Hallmark Company, by chocolatiers, by florists. It's sickening. It's sickening. It's just terrible. Black Appreciation Month. What are you doing the other 11 months? I ask you. If I was a black person, I'd be insulted by that. It's so pandering. It's so demeaning. And when we were in the Christian religion, oh, weren't we something? We set apart a day for God. It's like going to the nursing home to visit Grandma Mary. Once a week, you go to the nursing home. Up, it's Tuesday, gotta go visit Grandma Mary at the nursing home. Aren't we loving? It's recognized Grandma Mary Day. Really? Grandma Mary, they'll be coming in any time now. By rote. National Day of Prayer. Praying on demand by rote. What do you do in the other days? We're living prayers. We pray unceasingly because the Spirit of God prays unceasingly within us. So National Day of Prayer is an insult to prayer. Thanksgiving is an insult to Thanksgiving. Valentine's Day is an insult to lovers. Women's Appreciation Week is an insult to women. Black Appreciation Month is an insult to blacks. And wearing cycling jerseys, unless you're actually on the national cycling team, is an insult to the revolution of pedals and cranks. And if you want to fight all of this, and if you happen to be the person who runs, it's better to say that. I'm not a runner. I'm a person who runs. Yeah. I'm sorry I call myself a runner now. Person who runs. If you really want to buck the system and insult all the fitness freaks out there, then engage in your running with a cigarette hanging out of your mouth. You'll get a reaction. Trust me. I know.